Deputy Prime Minister. Well, it is fantastic to see the announcement by the Prime Minister following cabinet discussions last night that will see what the National Party has been championing for years, and that is that when you switch the light on, we've got the production line running, there won't be any break in your power. That in a 21st century, first world nation like Australia, reliability of power supply should not be a problem. And we're committed to delivering that as part of the announcement from this morning. But I think it was the National Party that, when the ACCC brought down its report into the affordability of energy across this country, we seized on those recommendations because they really gave us tangible outcomes that we could deliver for the Australian people that would make an immediate impact on household budgets and on our businesses. And that means things like recommendation 4, where federal government will be supporting additional baseload power generation in existing projects, refurbishing existing energy assets where it's going to contribute additional power to the grid, but importantly for a consolidated energy market like ours, providing incentives for new entrants to give that competitive tension. And I'm not afraid to say the C word. Coal is going to be one of those, you know, areas that we're going to invest in, because that is what our own energy market experts say, that 2030, coal is still going to make up 60% of our energy mix. So it's not going anywhere in the short term. And what we need to see is greater competition in the energy market. We know it's broken. You can talk to any state premier that it is broken, and we need to develop some initiatives to actually address that. I think, Deputy Prime Minister, the divestiture mechanisms are something that the Nats have been fighting about. We are the party that champions the little guy. We are always standing up for those that need an extra hand against big, bad cartels. And I'm really, really proud to be part of a government that is going to take a big stick to these big, bad energy retailers to actually say, you know what? You've got to stop ripping Australian customers off. We're not going to let you do that anymore. We're going to monitor your behaviour, and we're going to come after you should you continue to rip householders off, pensioners off, and our businesses. And I also am incredibly excited about the default price mechanism. We know from the ACCC report, we've been talking about it for a month, that implementing that particular recommendation will see a 25% decrease in Australia's power prices. Like that. Don't ask me, ask Rod Sims. And so I think we've got the package right. It's focused on the things we care about as those that represent our poorest Australians in National Party electorates, and also the most energy intensive industries. So I think we've got the balance right, and well done. Mr. McCormick.